Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King, with my co-host here, Mike Sheffer.
How are we doing, everybody?
We're doing great, Mike.
I'm very excited today. We have one of our best podcast friends that we've ever had in the world back on the show.
Wow, guys. Thank you so much for the intro.
Alicia is here, everybody.
It's always a treat having you, Alicia. You may know her from, you know, Pretty Basic. You may know her from YouTube. You may know her from the internet. All of that.
All the things. I seriously mean it. When I walked in, I was like, I miss you guys. I haven't seen you in so long. I feel like there was a moment where I saw you multiple times a week.
Yep.
There were so many birthdays every single week, every event, every whatever. And now it's been a few months. You're married now?
I know. Can you believe it?
No.
It's pretty great, though. You can come over anytime you want.
Okay, well, I technically have been waiting for the invite because I know Patricia was like, we'll get the house ready.
Yes.
Is it ready?
I think, yes, it is ready, but we're working on the guest bedroom because that's where we had the Hoot and a Half set. And now we're in this set.
No, this is sick.
You see, you're the first guest with the new wallpaper.
Wait, I'm so honored.
Old school Mac, iOS, or is this PC? I don't really know.
PC.
It looks a little more PC.
I think so. Maybe it is.
With like the two games that it had.
Yeah.
Like the literal
Minesweeper and Solitaire.
I never knew how to play Minesweeper.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows
and
how to play
TikTok,
that
game. And then on TikTok, I finally saw years later of how you actually play it.
Yeah, there's like, a strategy
yes,
to it.
Yes, I know. I would just...
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. There's actually a strategy.
There's a strategy.
I thought you're the one who was explaining Minesweeper strategy to me.
Yeah, actually, I think I was Heath. I might have been bullshitting because I don't know how.
Because the numbers, because you know how there's like, it'll say 3, 2, 1, all of that. That means how closer you're getting to.
I think it's
bomb.
How many bombs are around you in that vicinity.
Oh, okay.
The number that you get is how many bombs are within, maybe we shouldn't say bombs.
Yeah, we're already this hot into the explosive devices, maybe?
I'm like, one of those. Yeah, anyway.
I was a big pinball guy. Like
the space one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the space one.
Intergalactic.
Our pinball. Gen Z audience, no idea what we're talking about.
No idea. I saw a TikTok literally today, and it was someone saying that they told their kid they're older than Google. And their kid freaked out. But when did Google start? It was like late
probably 2003
or something
or maybe
like that.
Yeah, late 90s.
Really had a chokehold on like 2003.
Needless to say, we're all older than Google.
For sure.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think of though?
Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
Did you ever know about that Easter egg that was on Microsoft Word 97 where it went into like a flight simulator?
No.
You never
Stop.
Knew about this?
I know about the game Flight Simulator. I used to play that where you just kind of fly a plane.
So if you had Windows 97, which like every computer like in elementary school in the 90s had it, if you went to like the help section and went to like the terms and condition thing, and if you put your mouse over like one of the icons and you clicked like Control Alt F3 or something, it went into this virtual flight simulator world
kidding?
Where you were like on a planet. Yes, and it was the best. It was like a free game that, you know.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to play Minesweeper not knowing how to work it.
Did you learn how to play it now? Like, have you tried to play a game?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to.
Okay.
Part of me is like, maybe I'll just think that I would do amazing.
But, you know, us hanging out, we would have seen you tonight because we're going to Ella's birthday.
Yes.
But what's your excuse for not going?
I actually really debate. I was like, oh, I really want to go. One, just love Ella. Two, haven't seen everyone in forever. But
it's a good list of people going tonight. I don't know if you checked the party full.
I haven't.
It's like the gang.
Also, bless a party full. Bless a party full.
Right?
Like, thank God someone
thank
made that.
Thank goodness for that. What were we doing before?
Oh, no. I remember one of my recent birthdays, I remember making an invite and just text it randomly to everyone.
Yeah, and you would have to, like, pay for, like, a membership and stuff like
think
that.
Think of when you had to do snail mail.
Oh my God. Or Facebook events, too. That was, like, the only reason why people were keeping their, like, Facebook accounts because you just had to know when the parties were happening.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for my 10-year high school reunion. Never came.
Wait, it did.
You didn't get invited? Or?
No, I don't think they ever had it.
Oh.
Same with me, because I'm class of 2010. Ours was during, you
11.
Know, the big panini.
The panini.
And now everyone has kids. Everyone's fully married. No one's going to make it happen.
No. Oh, my God.
But I
just want the option to go. I don't know if I would go. I just want the option.
And I feel like now, because of social media, we know how everybody looks.
Oh,
we
my God.
Know what everyone's up to. The allure of, like, getting to go see everyone after 10
it's
years.
It's like, I wonder what they're doing.
It's not that exciting. But maybe like the 20-year reunion, it'll be pretty
we'll
great.
We'll see. We'll see.
Definitely.
We will see. But, so this is really LA of me. My girls have been acting up a little bit. Not my kids, but they're basically my kids. My two dogs, Rosie and Chloe. Rosie actually... So, Rosie actually... she bit Jordan...
Oh no.
Yeah. But luckily it was just his pants, but she was like going after him and I was like, oh, and she's never done that. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's never done this. He's like, yeah, I don't think dogs really like me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but I don't know what to do. So needless to say, the next day I called Rems and all of her dogs to training with this guy who like did miracle shit.
Like, who is it, like the dog whisperer? What's his name?
Damn near. It's not him. The Caesar guy. Yeah. It's not him, but it's someone, whatever. Anyways, they leave tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for like 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks? That's a boot camp.
It's boot camp.
How old are these dogs?
Oh, they're like senior citizens. They're both 10. Oh, wow.
So you're going to try and teach old dogs new tricks.
We're going to try. He even said, he was like, there's no way you can change their behavior, but you can change how they react to things. Like, that's what you can do just to help, you know.
Yeah.
So needless to say.
Are you going
to
get like weekly updates on them? Like,
yes. Yeah, oh, they send like daily photos and like videos and stuff. And then we come do like a home training session. I'm more worried about my dachshund than the Maltese Shih Tzu because Chloe's a little shit. She's fine.
Are there visiting hours? Do you get to go and plan a day to go?
They come back in 2 weeks for like a home training and then they go back for a little bit.
Okay.
So it like breaks it up.
Is this expensive?
Oh, it's literally it's a college tuition.
Yeah, it's like you're sending them off to private
school. I'm kidding.
School.
It's not, but damn near, like it feels like it.
Yeah, you better be grateful.
So, no, it better work. That's my thing. If they come back and then they're the same, I'm going to be... Ugh.
It's like sending your kid off to what's it called, like
boarding school,
or like cotillion, or isn't that like where you go to a class and they teach you
like
your
home
kid
ec and etiquette,
how
and
to
all that.
You know, slurp soup properly?
Oh, etiquette school, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You ever know a kid that went to etiquette school?
No,
my mom would threaten sending us to it if we didn't behave better at the dinner table.
I feel like it's a very Southern thing to send your kid to etiquette school,
right?
Yeah,
and I think I it's that. More like a one day thing, or it may be like a week long thing, but you got to go like, yeah, you know, like vacation Bible school or like,
I think it's like a few months. It's like you go on nights and weekends and then you have to graduate and you take a test.
And there's like a party or a ball at the end.
A
and
ball.
You
yes.
Still
yes.
Like invite your parents. And
oh
be
my
like,
God.
Yeah. You like are sat down at a dinner. They give you the right fork for the salad, for the fish. You have to greet like a gentleman and a lady the right way, the right bow, the right handshake.
Oh, I would have no, I would fail.
You think like you don't have like good enough manners? Like,
well, do you today? Think you could pass today if you went to, like, to the final exam?
I think I could bullshit my way through it.
Through a final exam of etiquette school.
I couldn't bullshit because I'd be like, right? And then they'd be looking at me and be like, so no. I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? Is it yes or is it a no?
I think I would just mirror the person in the class who's like, I could tell is like,
so you cheat on, try one. And cheat on the exam.
I guess. Like, I'm curious if the exam is just a one-on-one or it's a whole group observation.
I've seen like Conan O'Brien do etiquette school as like a bit, and it seems like it's a whole routine to graduate.
Oh my God.
With, yeah, dinner, a ball.
I just think of Titanic when she's like, silverware, out to in. Like, that's the only thing I know.
Oh, out to in.
That's
yeah.
Why on Titanic, she said that to him.
Okay. So what did
he's wait, like, why are there so many forks?
Oh,
she's like, just
right.
Work your way out to in, like, depending what you have. That's the only thing I know.
Like,
and
you use
when
the
you're
outer
done,
ones.
You're supposed to put your knife through your fork, kind of like an X.
Do you exit, or I heard it's like a cross. I always thought the X was that you are done, like, and then but then I heard that there's like
it makes
this,
sense to
the
be a
X
cross.
Means like it was good, it was like okay.
Oh,
like
you're
you
reviewing
were
the food,
or there's different ones. I don't know. I saw like on some infographic slide on TikTok on etiquette, and there's different meanings.
Okay,
but
you would pass. You see, it's on his for you page.
Do you know like the difference of like what a fish fork is? Like
no
which
idea.
Fork is for fish?
Nope.
Well, I'll let you know. It's the fork that has three prongs.
Versus
tines,
four.
They're called.
Tines, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Great New York Times crossword puzzle.
I would be cheating off of you guys in
and
this
the,
class.
And the way to remember it though, that's the fork for fish, is that it's like a trident, or it's like what you know, like
King Triton.
Little Mermaid's
yes,
dad has.
Yes, yes,
what's
yes.
His name?
King Triton.
Is that his
Triton?
Name? King Triton?
Yeah.
The guy who's like the king of the sea?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Triton. That's it. It's the one with the three prongs.
Wait, that's good. Oh my God. Now I'm a pass.
So your dogs are going to come back with like British accents and bow ties.
I hope they do. But it's our last night with them, you know.
But you know the house that we're going to tonight used to be owned by Prince.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did you like look at the house at all on
no.
Zillow? Are you ever like, okay, if you get
no.
invited to a party and you get the address, you're never doing like any bit of research just to get a visual of what you're getting
just
into.
Directions, but not to actually look at it.
Oh, I'm big about, I gotta
but
look
that makes
at it.
Sense.
'Cause if you're having a party though, and if it's like up in an apartment complex and you are inviting like well over 70 people, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
That's too packed for an apartment complex. I'm thinking about the neighbors downstairs, next door.
all buzzing in and out the whole night, just trying to, hey, can you let me back in? Or
No, I get the parking, I get that. I did not know that it's where Prince used to live.
Yeah, because the whole house is like, it's like purple. Like, or the, Zane and I, we actually joked about moving into this exact house because it was for rent a while back when we were like looking at new options. And it's like so like postmodern and tacky, you know, with like
the glass
block walls and like, yeah, it looks insane. But fired up for it.
Well, you might just see me.
Where's Remy going? I just saw her at the airport on Find My Friends.
Isn't that the funniest thing? I feel like that's you and Patricia are always at LAX.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're like the ones
you're the ones that I always see at LAX.
Oh, yes. They,
she's going to San Francisco for her her best friend from high school is getting married. So they're doing like a tasting or something up there.
But Cal's not going.
No.
I've been texting Cal all day.
Oh, is Cal coming?
No, he's going to see Dune on Saturday at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.?
7 a.m., Cal.
That's early.
I know. Are you going to go see Dune?
I didn't see the first one.
Oh, okay. You got to catch up.
Yeah.
Dune's pretty great.
I mean, I love Zendaya's outfits and her carpet, so.
She's hardly in the first one, though.
That's what I've heard.
She's only at the end.
Yeah, she has maybe like three words in the whole movie.
It's like a three-hour movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about. But it's so epic. Damn. You may be a big Dune girl.
I could see me being into it.
Okay, what sci-fi franchise, and it does, or even fantasy, a little bit of magic.
Okay.
Do you like identify with? Are you a Star Wars girl? Are you a Twilight gal?
Harry Potter.
I was a Twihard.
Oh, did you read every book?
Yeah, I read all the books before they came out.
Which one's your favorite? Probably. Eclipse, New Moon, just Twilight. I think that's the
first one.
No,
I think Breaking Dawn. Part one.
Breaking Dawn. Oh, that is the first one.
Yeah, the first one of that. That was really good.
I read the first one, and I read half of the second one.
I was late to Harry Potter because Christian household couldn't watch that. Like, and that is one of my biggest regrets in my life, is the fact that I remember all of my classmates going to see it. They'd come up and be like, oh my God, it was amazing. And because you grew up with it then, it was like more iconic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the midnight releases. Yes. You get dressed up, go to Barnes & Noble.
Oh my God. Which weirdly, I could do Twilight. I don't know. But Harry Potter, I was so late too.
Yeah, they were like, no to the warlocks, but vampires.
No, literally. Yes. I know.
Are vampires in the Bible?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, but I guess warlocks and witches. Oh, wait. Speaking of witches, aren't you like becoming a witch?
Oh, my God. Did you see our TikTok?
I listened to your last episode.
Oh, you're doing your research.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You are so good at that.
I try to do, if I realize I'm talking to someone the day of, if I'm at the gym, I'll listen to an episode. Just catch up.
Nice.
So, yeah, what's been going on with your cycle?
So, long story short, and I don't know if this is coincidence or what, but I come across a TikTok that said, it was like, ladies, if your period happens during a full moon, it means you're a witch. I was like, haha, wait a damn minute. It was a full moon. I was on my period. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh my God, coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Then, next month comes around, full moon.
Whoa.
No, the best one's this. December, okay? And I specifically remember this because of Vlogmas. I literally am on my period December 1st, towards the end of it, right? Full moon. I was like, wow, at least because of Vlogmas, I won't be on my period again all month, right? Wrong. Because around Christmas, period. And I look, how many full moons were in December? Two.
Whoa.
What? So apparently I'm a witch.
Wow.
And Ollie was like, no, I've been telling you.
Well, it's funny you brought that up. We have a Ouija board here.
Oh, hell no.
No.
That's when I'm out. Literally out.
You've never done a Ouija
board? Nope, never will.
Tarot cards.
I've had like, you know what, events where there'll be like the tarot reader. And I'm like, I've done that, but I haven't like.
Yeah, I could do a tarot card, but psychics, I don't know. Lately I've been trying to get into
it. I haven't really told this story, but one time I met up with this person because I had a mutual friend be like, oh, I think you guys would like really, oh my God, I need to say this on Pretty Basic, but I had a mutual friend be like, hey, I really feel like you guys would like hit it off, you know, kind of like a mentorship type thing or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, sure. I would love to. So we go and get lunch, and long story short, I sit down and she's like, oh, I can tell you haven't been laid in a long time.
Whoa.
Jesus.
And I go, is it my blazer?
Your blazer?
I was wearing a leather blazer. I distinctly remember this because I was like, damn, like, what gives you that impression? I was literally, within the first 15 minutes, like, I just met this person. I was like, oh my God, like, okay, like, you weren't wrong, but like, what the fuck? I was like, what
the fuck? Quite an icebreaker.
No, quite an icebreaker, right?
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Do you have subscriptions that you forgot about or were paying for twice and didn't realize it? Well, nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they have forgotten about. And before we started using Rocket Money, I thought I had a certain amount. Turns out I was paying for stuff twice. Not super fun. What is Rocket Money? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and you can see a clear view of all of your expenses. You can see them all in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money, give it a couple taps, and they help you cancel it. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/hoot. That's rocketmoney.com/hoot. rocketmoney.com/hoot. And now back to the episode.
So then we're just talking about dating, obviously, because, you know, she's an expert, clearly. So we're just talking about dating. She's like, oh my God, yeah, I'm talking to this guy right now. And I can tell he's really like thinking about me and like, he's like struggling with this. We stopped seeing each other for a little bit, but I can tell he's really still thinking about me.
You're saying this to her.
Sorry, no, she's telling me this.
Oh, okay. She's doing
telling me
reading.
All about her date, her dating life. She's like, yeah, I'm seeing this guy and I can tell he's really like, he's going to hit me up soon because he's really missing me and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, but like, how do you know? If someone watches your stories, does it mean anything? Like, no, it doesn't. She's like, oh, it does. I just read them. I'm like, what do you mean read? She goes, well, I'm an ex-Wiccan. Do you want to see me read him? And I go,
ex-Wiccan.
And I would go, one ex, what? Two, oh, you're a witch. And then I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. So then she warms up her hands, like, gets a glass of water and is like, I just need to see a photo of him. So she brings up his Instagram. Like,
she fetches you, like, on a quest. Like, you must bring back 3 goose feathers and the tooth of a gerbil.
No, literally. So then I'm just like, what? Again, raised in a Christian house. So I'm like, what is going on? I was like, my mother, what would she think about this? Anyway, so then she's just like, oh yeah, I can tell.
Where are you doing this? At a cheesecake factory?
We're at a hotel,
at a hotel bar?
Hotel
lobby?
Lounge, whatever. Literally, she's like warming up her hands with the water, like just holding the water, and it's like, oh yes, oh, I could tell. Yeah, he's really struggling with something, and blah, blah, blah.
All this just by looking at a picture on his Instagram.
Yeah, but her eyes are, it was like, ooh.
Lights are flickering.
No, I was sitting there. I was like, I was so not uncomfortable, but I was just so like, oh my God, I thought this was going to be a business meeting. Like, I thought this was going to be, you know, very like, I'll tell you about the podcast world. Yes.
Yeah.
Total 180.
You mean business? You're wearing a blazer.
I was wearing a blazer. Yeah. So it was like the most LA experience of my entire life that I've ever had.
And what was the reading on the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what did she say?
That he missed her and that, you know, I mean, to me, I was like, isn't that just everything you want to hear? Like, how much is that? Like,
yeah,
you know, they didn't work out. Mm. So
she didn't see that one coming.
No, she didn't.
No.
But yeah, that was crazy. I forget how we got on.
Are you going to now study books of the occult and witchcraft to try and hone in on your powers?
I think no.
Okay.
I think no.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think if I didn't believe in God, I'd probably be like a psychic.
You think so?
I think so.
I do think some people are born with
like sometimes a sense of... I'm just like, my intuition's always right, you know?
Yeah. But clairvoyancy.
Ouija, fuck that shit.
I think I would only bring out a Ouija board when I had like babysitters over and wanted to like screw with them, which I feel like is straight out of like a horror novel. Like, come play with us.
You're like, want to play? Oh my God, hell no.
It's crazy that they just sell them at like Barnes & Nobles underneath Scrabble. Buy
Target.
A Ouija board.
Yeah.
Hasbro.
It's like Jumanji vibes. Jumanji vibes.
Yeah.
Like, that movie scared the...
I had nightmares from that movie.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, I begged my parents to buy me, like, the Jumanji board game. And then I just realized, this sucks. Yeah. I thought it was, like, the centerpiece was actually going to reveal itself.
Like, where's the monkey?
Yeah. Come on. I thought it was going to go... Dum, dum, dum,
oh, my God. Dum, dum. Could you imagine if you just, like, heard that right now?
Right.
Like, we all just, like, heard that.
Do a little paradiddle for us.
Oh.
There you go.
I feel like I'm the monkey and you're like, do a paradiddle.
Do a paradiddle. Dance. Like... Wait, something pretty like wild happened to you. And I know that you have probably explained the story deeply on Pretty Basic. But you can just give us the recap of what happened to you. You got to meet the queen bee herself.
And you Beyonce. Just posted your vlog today about it, I believe, correct?
I just posted my vlog, and then yesterday we filmed the recap episode, which is going out Wednesday. So I really haven't talked about it too much. So
well, this will be out after that.
This will be out much after that.
Oh, so I don't care if it doesn't matter.
We're not spoiling anything.
I already put the vlog out.
What was the occasion? How did this all unfold?
I am so unwell. I'll try to do this quick. You can cut as much as you want if I ramble.
Okay.
So a few months ago.
I was born.
No, I'm kidding. So I randomly, you know how sometimes the best deals you ever get in this industry seem kind of sketch at first?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, this can't be
this
real.
This is a prank.
It's like too good to be true. Yeah. Totally. So my team reaches out and is like, hey, like, we got this email, and at first we weren't sure if it was real, but Beyonce's coming out with a hair brand, and she wants you to be help with the launch. And I was like, what? That's not real.
Beyonce.
Yeah, like, Beyonce. Okay, what? Okay. So, long story short, that's who I went with to her concert, which the Renaissance tour. At the time, they were supposed to launch the hair brand then, but they didn't because it got pushed. So my hashtag, all I had to put was hashtag Beyonce's hair brand for the deliverables for the concert because they didn't have a name yet. Like, they hadn't announced it. So
literally Beyonce's hair brand.
Hashtag Beyonce's. Thank you. Hashtag Beyonce's hair brand for bringing me to.
Oh, so like a filler, like a warm Epsom.
Oh, yeah. It literally just looked like I went. And okay. Everyone's like, wait, how'd you get there? I was like, I don't know.
Just making
crazy.
It up last minute.
No, literally. Yeah. So then I go also to the Renaissance film premiere, and they're super like, we get the invite, no address, very minimal. Don't be late, etc.
What kind of font is Beyonce sending? Is it all lowercase, Comic Sans?
I'm like, it was just like the Renaissance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that day I go so fucking early because I'm like, I have to, I can't. We all know, influencers are no ones, like no ones, okay?
Right, and even when you feel like you do get that big invite, you're why? I don't feel like I belong.
If there's a carpet, if you go early, no one's going to want to take a photo of you.
Right.
However, you'll actually get photos versus if you're last and you're next to anyone of celebrity status, they will be taking photos of them the whole time and you're standing there posing to no one like, hey, anyone? Work. You spend I've done plenty of those. We just talked about this yesterday on the pod. There's been so many times where like the photographer will be there and then like see that you're an influencer is like, oh, never mind. And then you're just like,
oh, they put the camera down, not even a courtesy shot.
Not even a, just like a, oh, never mind.
I hate doing red carpets. I feel like I've never gotten a good photo.
Really?
I've never gotten a good one.
We'll do a workshop.
Maybe. I'm always like last minute. I'm like trying to search red carpet photos of like male celebrities just to see like what
do you
stance.
Do? At least like girls can have purse. I mean, you can have a purse if you want, but a little clutch kind of helps too.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I'm saying all of this to say, for the premiere, they gave us the address an hour before, okay?
Whoa.
Like 2 hours before.
Ooh, that's dangerous in LA traffic, too.
Very last minute. I was like, she's going to be there. This makes sense. Fast forward to, we finally are launching the hair brand. We're so excited. We get an invite. Very discreet. No address. It says address to follow. It was just like the film premiere. And I was like, oh my God. Actually, I feel like you'll appreciate this. At the film premiere, because I'm there so fucking early, right? I'm in line by myself. No plus ones. Which, duh, I'm going to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm so early. So I'm there where I'm in line. And then I hear the two people in front of me are talking to the two people behind me. Okay. And they clearly know each other. Again, by myself. I'm like, hee-hee, let me pretend I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
The girl behind me introduces to her friend, one of the guys who was in front of me. Oh, this is Beyonce's CPA.
Oh,
CPA.
I fangirled so hard.
Wait, her accountant?
Literally her accountant. I was like, holy shit. I was like, oh, like, I wasn't even in the building yet. And I was like, oh, my God. That's
great. She's sending out the invite truly to her full team.
Full team.
Send the invite
I
to
was
the
like,
accountant.
Damn. Anyway, they do the same thing with the hair brand. No address till right before. I'm like, she's going to be there. Also, on my
Your clairvoyance.
Mike. I knew. I was like, she's gonna be there. She's gonna be like, it just makes sense. Even if it's from a distance or a, you know, a speech or something, she has to. And I really want to meet her. Like, that's on my like vision board this year. Like, I'm like, I just really would love to.
Oh, she was on the vision board.
She was on the vision board. Wow. I was like, and I was scared to put it. And even in a recent Pretty Basic episode, Rem was like, no, say it out loud. And I was like, I really want to meet Beyonce this year. But I was like, scared to say it. I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Alicia.
And like, she's fucking Beyonce. She doesn't do meet and greets. Like, I just like, I know. I was like scared to say it. So then we're at the event. I'm going to fast forward. For whatever reason, the room shifted. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I felt her.
Yeah.
We look, she's just there. She's literally so close to us. Like,
just appeared.
In the room.
She's in the room.
How many people are here?
There's like 150 people here, maybe 200 max.
Is music
pretty small,
bumping?
Intimate. There's a DJ. Yes.
Cocktails.
Her brand's called Sacred, which is like, it's so, love it. They have like life size products. They have everything. Like, it was such a well done event. We're wearing all white. It said all white, no exceptions.
Right.
No exceptions.
All white.
Yeah. I was like, can I wear cream? I was like, I gotta share. Yeah.
Were your shoes even like,
oh,
not
yeah,
even a
white.
Buckle?
I mean, yeah, but no black. Like, okay. Like, I was like, oh my God, I've changed 20 million times. Anyway, she happened to like get out right near us. And I swear the rest of the room didn't know she was there yet because she must have come from a different entrance, but she happened to be right by us. It's like me, Brittany Broski, Bretman Rock, Remy, like we're all here.
Now all these influencers were there. Was it a surprise to you getting there that they all showed up? Or did you text any of them when you got the invite going, who else got this?
Oh,
or did you
think
you're the only
I didn't even think Rem was going. So I was like, hey, do you have any white dresses I can borrow? And she goes, oh my God, for the Beyonce event, I'm going. And I was like, thank God.
Yeah. That's
I was
the worst like, with like friends when you get, or especially the influencer scene, not everybody gets invited to the same thing. So you kind of like just keep quiet to yourself and then it's a surprise when you get there.
And keep in mind, at the film premiere, because I was by myself and they took our phones into those little sleeves so you can't be on your phone and I was so fucking early. I sat there, I ate that large popcorn because I had nothing else to do. I ate the whole thing before it started because I was just sitting there and I was like trying to act busy.
Yeah.
Ate the whole thing. Anyway.
Okay.
She's there. Her publicist is like introducing her to different people. And we're just like, do we say something? Like, can we go up? I don't think we can. Like, we just like, we're all just sitting there like, hee hee. I swear she like looks over at me and like waves or something.
Beyonce.
Here's the thing. I don't care what anyone else in that room says. If someone else says it wasn't me, I don't fucking care. It was me. Like in my head, I was like, it was.
She
looked eyes. At all of us and she goes, hi or whatever. But I was like, she looked at me. Like she looked at me. But then the room finally knows she's there. She gets whisked away. And I was like, oh, that was my moment, but I'm okay with it. We made eye contact. Yeah. And I'm happy with it. I kept saying that all night. I'm just happy to be here. I was sweating. I was literally sweating for no reason. I was just like, I'm just happy to be here. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. People from the brand are trying to talk to me. And I'm just like, there's too much to take in. And I was like, she's like literally here just chilling. Mm-hmm. Her mom's there. Blue's there. Like, insane. She does a speech.
How is this heavily like female there? Like here or I don't know. Like, is Jay-Z in the room?
Jay-Z was not there.
Okay.
He was not there.
Okay.
But there was definitely like Gabrielle Union was there. Like there was other like celebrities too, but I would say majority influencers for the most part.
People who are going to be using the product.
Yeah.
Okay.
She does a speech. She gets whisked away. It's later that night and it's kind of winding down. I'm like, damn, I think that was my chance. I wonder if she's still here because I really need to.
Was it a good speech?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Was she speaking off the cuff?
No, like literally, they were like,
"How are we doing tonight?" Or she got a teleprompter. I mean,
doing a little bit of a roast. Hey, what's this?
Is it like State of the Union vibes?
No, like, it literally goes like, "Everyone, we'd love for you to put your phones away, like to be here in this moment with us." And everyone's like, puts the phone away, and then she's just like talking, like, "Thank you so much." Like, I started singing in my mom's hair salon growing up. So when you first walked in, there was like this hair salon. So like, it like just made so much. It was so beautiful. Anyway. Fast forward, I'm like, is she still here? Like, is she still here? I want to see her. So like, I asked some people, I'm like, what's the tea? What's going on? They're like, we think she's still here because they keep bringing random people back behind this black velvet curtain.
Mm.
I go, oh shit, that's not going to be me. But like that, you know what? I'm just so happy with my experience earlier. I'm just so grateful and I can die happy.
You like, got the acknowledgement. You got the eye contact.
Yes.
A human moment.
Again, happy to be here.
Yes, yes.
Around that time, I see one of the girls who works for the brand. She's kind of like on a mission, like walking around. She's across the room and she goes like this. she takes her finger and like tells me to come
you
here.
You were summoned.
Points to me.
Daddy. Are you like mid-conversation with someone else and you're like, I have to go.
Everything.
I've been chosen. I'm going
She's
to
literally
another
like,
place.
Like, come here. And I go, oh, it's happening. I just knew. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I was freaking the fuck out, right? I get put into a random group with like other like beauty influencers who I know of, but I don't know. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, where's Remy? Oh my God. They didn't even pull Remy. Like, it was very, very, very selective of people of who they were bringing back there.
It's like the mafia.
No, literally, I was like, bye, Rem.
Who are you again?
She was like on the whole other side of the room. And I was like, Remy. Like, I was like trying to like get her to come over, but it didn't work out. However, I'm in this group. They bring us to, she hands us off to this other worker. Who then hands us off in front of the security guard, right? Of course, and I'm like, of course, they're not just gonna let Beyonce like go to this room and like fend for herself. You know what I mean? So
just gets trapped in a conversation. So did you take the 405 to get here, or and so she's just looking around? Someone get me out of this.
No, literally. So then we all have our phones out, and everyone's like, oh my God, I can't wait. Like, I want to get a photo. And then the security guard's like, they're not gonna let those in there, and we're like, duh, like right. Of course.
Yeah,
he's like, you can try, but they're no phones at all. And we were like, oh no. And then, but I'm just like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, it doesn't matter. He goes, only professional ones. So I go, oh, there's gonna be a professional camera, good, who cares, honestly, even better. Then he leads us in past the black curtain to a line probably of 30 people who are lined up to go into a room.
It's and like you're about room, to be baptized.
No, literally,
like,
it's like,
go down to the river.
Like, literally, I'm like, take me now. I'm like, this is heaven. We're all in white too, so it just even adds to it. And so there's this door, and I'm like, oh my God, she's in this room, and they're like bringing us in there. Like,
is the mood of everyone in line? Is everyone else like, oh my God, are people like, it's just another day?
No, okay. I feel like even Brittany and Drew were on our pod yesterday, and they were like blacked out, couldn't tell you what we talked about in line. Like, yeah, you're just like trying to make small talk, but at the same time, you're like, your mind's not, you're just like, you know, like, what the fuck? And then around this time, again, I'm waiting for like 5 minutes. The girl from the brand is like coming back up the line, right? She's looking in our direction and is like motioning, come here. And I keep telling people this. It reminded me, I got triggered. I thought I was in fucking middle school in dodgeball, and I was like, there's no way I'm getting picked first. Yeah, when you think someone's picking you and you're like, no, there's no way. There's no way. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's fine. It wasn't me.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Babbel. The best way to learn a new language is with immersion, living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards for you this year, you can still learn a new language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And if that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. We've used Babbel for years now. Matt used it to learn Italian before our Italian trip. I use it to brush up on my Spanish. I think Matt's gonna try and learn a little bit of Korean this year, maybe as a trip coming up. So it's been such a great tool for us, and we really love using it every day. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is the equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. We have a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but it's only for our listeners at babbel.com/hoot. Get 55% off babbel.com/hoot. It's spelled babbel.com/hoot. Rules and restrictions may apply. And now, back to the episode.
So I'm like, me? Like, not me. I was like, no, not me. And also, Bretman Rock is behind me. So I'm like, clearly she means the Bretman Rock.
Like, bitch, what the fuck? Yeah. Like,
I'm like,
why is she looking at me?
No, like, literally. So she's like, come here. I'm like, him? Me? Him? Like, what? And she's like, Alicia, come here. I'm like, whoa, oh, I probably looked checked. Like I was fucking a deer in the headlights, because she goes, don't worry, you're not in trouble. And I'm like walking up and like past, she leads me past the entire line of people, whispers in my ear, Blue wants to meet you.
Whoa.
I can't. I'm so scared of like, I don't even know what to say.
That moment, I would have to like brace myself.
I would grab a wall.
Just be like, want, this isn't happening.
It was like, because I already was like, I can't even, like, I'm about to meet fucking Beyonce. Like, I already was there, let alone like that. I honestly, it felt like I like fell. Like, I was just like, holy fucking shit.
Is the mood of everyone else in line? Are they like, this, or are they like, that's amazing.
No, they probably were like, why her?
Yeah, okay. Like, who? Blue wants to meet you. What a rhyme. That, like.
No. Oh, I hear it.
Yeah, Blue wants to meet you.
So she brings me to the front of the line with Brittany and Drew. Thank God I was with friends because I was like, this is a moment. So she basically explains, she's like, a group of you are going to go in at a time. I'll introduce each of you. And then you guys can take a photo, et cetera. Right. So it's just like, oh my God. They open the door. It's this room about this big, if not a little bigger. There's 5 or 6 or 7 videographers and photographers, like a fucking carpet on this side. There's a huge couch with her mom, her publicist, Blue, like her whole team sitting on this couch. And then you walk in and she's just in the center of the room, like looking. And because I was at the front of the line, it's like, I see her, we make eye contact right away. And I'm just like, so awkward. I go, hi. I got, what do you do? I literally was like,
yeah.
Like literally her presence, so stunning, so beautiful.
She's like, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, and her voice. Oh, I just, yes. I literally, I'm just like geeking out. I shake her. I'm like, hi, Alicia. Nice
touch
to meet
her.
Yeah, we shake hands. Beyonce. Oh my God. It's so nice to meet you.
And how did her hands feel? Were they?
I blacked
just
out.
Smooth, like a
I blacked
little,
out
like,
so much because we didn't get the photos for a few more days. I was like, did she have an outfit change? Like I literally completely forgot. Yeah. So I kind of funnel in so the rest of the girls can come in because there was 3 other girls with us in our group. And I see Blue like stand up at the corner of my eye. And I'm so fucking awkward. I just stay facing like the door where everyone's coming in. And I'm like, freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Do I turn? I can't turn. Oh my God, but I have to turn because like, but also I don't want to be like, hi, you watch me? Because that's weird. But like, right. Does she know? Like, what do I say?
Yeah, do you think Blue was like, go tell Alicia that I want to meet her? Do you think like she sent that message or just the girl kind of knew that
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, like where's that meeting before? Like we have these influencers. Blue, do you want... Her
and Lana I have like a group chat where they're talking about the videos.
Like, oh my God, did you meet her? Yeah.
So then I like, I'm like, just turn towards the 11-year-old Alicia. Just fucking turn. So like I turn and she was so cute and so sweet. She looked so like nervous and shy. And she was like, hi, I just wanted to say like, I really love your videos. I think they're really funny. I watch them all the time. And I'll lose my shit. I'm like, why? Like, why? The
wow.
Fuck? The first fucking thing out of my mouth is, oh my God, thanks so much. I'm losing subscribers every day. And like.
And then she goes, cool. Like, what is she like?
She was just like sitting there smiling. And normally, I mean, you guys know I'm shy at first. It takes a while for me to warm up to people.
Yeah.
I couldn't shut the fuck up. Which was so unlike me. Uh-huh. So unlike me. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. But honestly, you inspired me when I saw the film. And did you guys see the film?
The one about her homecoming tour? Oh, wait, no.
The new one. No, okay.
I've seen the homecoming one a lot.
Sorry. I don't care.
Spoiler alert.
But because in the Renaissance one, she gets Blue on stage.
She gets Blue on stage. You would think she's like, oh, let me start letting her get her royalties and all these things, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, Blue went to Beyonce, was like, I'm ready. Like, I want to perform. And she was like, hard no. I'm not letting you on that stage. So this is all in the film. And it was so beautiful to see, like, her as a mom. And, like, because I just assumed, you know, her and Jay-Z are like, yeah, let's start making you earn some whatever.
Right.
She's like, no, I refuse. Like the stage is no place for an 11-year-old. Like, I've been doing this for years. Like, I don't want it. I don't want it. She said every single day, Blue was like, I really want to. I think I'm ready. Like, I will practice. I will do whatever. So they finally came to an agreement. You can do one show if you promise. You can't miss one rehearsals. Like, you have to take this very seriously. Like, just like, ugh. It was so inspiring on like that level, right?
If my mom was Beyonce, I would do anything to skip school.
No, like, right?
Yeah, can I just get on that stage?
So it was so cute. She was like, yeah, so every day I'd wake up at 7 a.m. and like get into rehearsals and like keep learning. And keep in mind, she's only there for like a song or two. Like it wasn't the whole show. It was just like a moment. But obviously all eyes are on her. So she takes it real seriously. The first show comes out. She gets so much hate online.
Right.
So much hate. Everyone's like, oh my God, like you're like just nasty hate. And apparently she got a hold of it Which, and then in the film, Beyonce's like, I don't know how she got a hold of it. Like, she shouldn't have ever been able to see that in the first place.
Apparently, she should just be watching Alicia videos. That's the only thing she should be doing online.
She was like, apparently a friend, like, showed it to her or something like that. Because, like, obviously you can try to monitor it so much. I know.
Who is that friend?
No.
Hey, Blue.
Tell me what.
Look at this.
Tell me nice why job. I was like, was it North?
Yeah, right. Oh, I know. We're starting drama.
I know. I'm like,
here. She's like, did you see this?
About 11-year-olds?
I don't get invited to the next thing.
Blue, if you're watching, we're not.
So I'm telling her. Sorry. Oh, fuck.
She's not here. You're doing fine.
I know. I'm like, cut the North part. So then in the film, because she got the hate, she like took it like a champ, was like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep on working.
Double
and
down.
I know that can just like, it'll just make me, you know, the more times I do it, the more experience, blah, blah, blah. So then because of how she reacted to everything, Beyonce let her continue doing it for like show after show after show. So the whole, so you basically see how she, when she started to like 15, 20 shows later and how
and
she's like
amazing.
Working it.
I've
like,
seen the TikTok
yes,
where it's like
comparing.
The before and after and how much she just
and just
like,
the way she handled that whole situation. So I'm like, you inspired me with the film and how you dealt with everything and like all the hate, which like fuck the hater. And I was like, fuck, I said, fuck.
And while this is happening, is Beyonce like.
So Beyonce's meeting the other girls, but I black out. Again, this room, there's like 40 people in this room and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, what? So I was just like, don't listen to any of the haters. Like, you are so talented. Just make sure you have good friends. I don't know why I kept saying this, but I did. I was like, I just can't imagine the pressure on your shoulders. And she's like, yeah, like it's a lot. I was like, she agrees. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I say it like 6 times. She was probably like, bitch, shut up. I get it. There's pressure. Like, I was like, I'm so sorry. There's so much pressure on your shoulders. I was like, just have good friends around you and like, you know, good people who support you and love you. And then around this time, I like come back to where I am in the room and I see a figure just kind of like standing there. And I turn and Beyonce's just watching me talk to Blue. And I'm like,
whoa.
I go, okay.
Like, me oh again.
God, sorry.
She
hi,
loves
me.
Your videos.
No, literally, I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, isn't she so grown? And I was like, oh, like, I don't.
I can't believe how grown she is. Cause when I went to the VMAs, like when I first moved out to LA in like 2014, that's when
oh
they, like,
God,
they
yeah.
first like brought her out. She was just like a
oh
toddler.
My God.
And now it's just like, it's wild how much time's passed.
Yeah.
Now she's like a full on little like. I don't know, is she a preteen? How old is she at it now?
Well,
like,
the film said 11. I think she's still 11.
Is she taller than her mom?
No, but she's tall.
Okay.
I was still tall. I had heels on too. She did too. Whatever. But she's tall. Okay. But like so pretty and so like shy and just so like reserved to herself. It was so cute.
So now like looking back at this all from for the first like emails, the invites, all from the Beyonce team. Because at first I was like, okay, well maybe was there somebody on like Beyonce's team who's a big fan and
no.
know that you've talked about Beyonce a lot? Or do you think it's been Blue since the beginning who's been like...
I have no idea.
Her.
I have no idea. All I was told from the brand was that the brand and Beyonce handpicked everyone there. So like
wow.
she was very in charge of like people. So I'm like,
wow.
I was like, haha, you're kidding or lying. But now I'm like, like, oh my God, crazy.
Whoa.
So she's just standing there and I'm like, like, I'm sorry. We're all trying to take a photo and I'm here just blabbing my mouth off, you know? So then we all take a group photo. I'm standing next to Beyonce. I'm touching her. I'm just like, oh my God, you're like.
It's like an angel in
she
real life.
She feels like our first lady in a way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
it's royalty.
Royalty. We take a photo.
I think she's cooler than Jill Biden.
No. Yeah. So then, because I was talking to Blue the whole time, I didn't really get to talk to Beyonce. We take the photo and I'm like, Alicia, this is your chance to say something. And if you don't say something, you are like, you just have to say something. So I like tap her. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just have to say this. It'll take 2 seconds. But... pretend you're her. I'm like,
yes.
Yeah.
Alicia.
She like turned to me and like I'm smiling. Mm-hmm. I'm like hyperventilating. So I was like, so when I or fuck my life. I don't know how this came out so eloquently.
Does she lock in eye contact
yes.
or is she just like kind of
oh, no, like,
taking
like,
you all in?
No, she's
like,
just
okay.
like staring at me and I'm just like, I was like, by the way. I'm so sorry, this will only take a second, but when I found out I was going to, or when we were at your, now I can't even say it, but
she
I did
She looks at
it.
Her watch.
I know, she's like, what? Only take a second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was like.
Did she give you the wrap it up at all?
Oh my God, imagine. Everyone's like, come on. Like the, at the
award like an award show?
What, wait, stop.
Please
what,
stop.
Please
yeah.
stop. Please stop. That's so funny.
Oh, God.
So I basically explained when I was at your concert, we found out we were going to meet your mom. And I was like, oh, my God, what does one say to Beyonce's mom? Like, it's Beyonce's mom. And I was thinking about it. And then I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to say, I know you're proud, but I hope that you're proud. And then Tina was like, oh, my God, I'm so proud of her. But what I'm most proud of her for is how grounded she is. So I decided to make grounded my word for this year, is just like to be grounded.
Mm.
It came out so fucking good. I don't know how. It was the three drinks I had. You know, so good. And the whole room, it sounded like an audience track. They went, aww.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm aware I'm talking way too much. I'm so sorry for your time. Like whatever. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Tina was literally sitting on the couch. I didn't even notice till I left. And I was just like, oh, my God. So then I waved to them bye. We leave. And then
you're like, where's the exit?
We go out. I black out. And then around this time I turn, I make eye contact with Remy. And I'm like,
and she's just like,
she was like, my feet. She was like, my feet hurt. So she was sitting the whole time. And then, but I text her before. I was like, oh, my God, we're meeting her. Oh, my God. And I just look at her and I'm like, you're never gonna believe this. So then that's the video that I posted as when I was like, Blue said she watched my video. Yeah.
Wow.
What I'm a good scared little, to jinx it. I'm just scared it, to jinx
is
it.
Is Remy though, like, I'm sure stoked. You all talked about, she's so, stoked. No yeah. jealousy, no nothing.
No. That's my favorite thing about her. Is she's like, I'm genuinely so happy for you guys. Like, that's just
wow.
her to a T.
That's a good friend.
Oh my God.
That's great. Yeah, no, of like, course.
It's a little power trio, you, Brittany, Remy, when you and guys are Drew, together, yeah.
Because they both were there when Lana happened.
Yeah.
There's
something that's
a... We were saying that on the pod. We were like, should we try to make our powers work more? But yeah. also, like, no, because we don't want to jinx it. Because also, like, we're just happy to be here. And also, realistically, like, what the fuck? Like, you don't realize people can watch you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
We were talking about that.
You have Lore telling you...
Oh, well, like, well, Lore didn't know who I was.
But she watched your shit, right?
No.
Okay,
I met her, like, during a meet and greet before she was going to do this backyard show. And she was like, I love your cool t-shirt.
Oh, my God, I'm
She's like, what a great moment. And we, like, took a photo together. And then she went and performed this intimate show at the Houdini Mansion.
Oh, my God, yeah.
In, like, the backyard. And she was... Melodrama hadn't officially come out yet, but she had done her singles, and I knew all the words, and she was about to sing Liability, which is like her deep slow song, and she's like explaining before, like the chords are starting, and she's like explaining how she wrote the song after a breakup, and then she looks up and she sees me, and I'm doing like a Raise the Roof. She's like, oh, you're the guy in the cool t-shirt.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
He's doing a Raise the Roof for the saddest song on Melodrama, which I respect.
Oh my God, I'm
And I was
dead.
Just like, oh my God, she's looking at me, all of it. I actually, like, this is when I was single. There was a moment where I thought I had a chance. Like, I had buddies, like, Kenny Knox, like, was, like, going, dude, she is looking at you this entire show. I'm like, do you think?
You're
like, there's, like, there was a moment, but didn't get to see her again after. But, you know, I'm happily
that's
married.
That's great. But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, that's yeah, you are, like, such on a roll with Lana, Beyonce. Is there anyone else, if you could put it out into the universe to manifest that?
I don't even... I'm, like, so scared to even think about the last two because I'm, like, what if they're, like, over it and then, like, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah.
I'm just, like...
But, like, you didn't jinx it saying you wanted to meet Beyonce this year.
I know,
year.
But, like, I'm just so... I don't know.
You're still basking in still the first basking. Experience. Okay. But you basking. Have two more on your Mount Rushmore of...
I mean, honestly, Taylor Swift would be the trifecta.
Okay.
Honestly. Those three women.
Taylor Swift looked at me one time and blew a kiss to me. I'll give you the skinny.
We were Did you think you had a chance?
No. But we were at the VMAs, and this was 2014 when I first saw like Beyonce and like Blue and all of that. I was a crowd filler, like a seat filler
yes.
for like One Iota, which is like a website
yes.
you go on and you say that you just want to stand around in the crowd. And this was like the way the stage jutted out. It's where like all the presenters who would come out, like all the celebrities, it was like a semicircle and only like 12 people could like stand up to like, I mean like the
yes.
stage is like here to our bellies.
Fans. Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's one of those like elevator stages. So it's a platform. So we could look down on who is about to come up
Stop.
Before they come
That's
came up.
Sick.
And Taylor Swift. She was about to come out
what
to perform 2014,
oh,
like
wow.
right when I moved to LA.
Okay, yeah, duh, you just said that.
And she's right down there, and I'm like, Taylor, Taylor. She looks up at me, and I blew her a kiss. She catches it, holds it to her heart and blows me one. And the girls that like I was with were like, Matt, do you know what just happened? And I'm like, I know, I know.
Oh my God.
That's my one moment with Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. Honestly, yeah, she's, I mean, I'm a Swiftie. I love her.
Can I ask an LA question though about this event? Where was it?
This was randomly like outside of downtown. Okay. It was a random location. The other one was like the Academy Award Museum, like an auditorium.
Yeah.
That one was the film. But this one was like a random location.
It's like Saddle Ranch this whole time.
Imagine.
Like, oh, yeah. It was just
that
Saddle.
Have you seen the memes that for like her country album, like there needs to be something at Saddle Ranch?
They should. You know, I have my name at the bar there now.
Oh, I do know. Because I saw you the night that they were adding it back.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you mean adding it back? Or
didn't they take it off and then they put it back on?
Well, no, they had always had it printed. They had just never
put
it on.
You're like, wait, when was this? Did they take it off?
Because it was always something that like, I dreamt, because I was back like in the heyday of Vlog Squad going there. And I remember seeing a photo of my name in print with like Zane, Todd, all of ours. But then I was like, did they ever put that out? Did I dream that?
Yeah.
And then they put it out.
I remember telling you this, but I've never been to Saddle Ranch.
You've never been to Saddle Ranch?
I know.
That was like
the
peak influencer spot.
I know. I was making back to school videos. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was Schoolisha. Wasn't fake IDs with Schoolisha.
Oh, yeah.
Have you gone to Barney's Beanery, though?
Yeah.
That's the new spot.
It's crazy.
I know. It's crazy out there how popping it is.
Oh, you want to play Connections?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. This next segment, folks, we're going to do a little bit of our favorite. We're all in a group chat together with a couple other friends, and we do the Spelling Bee, New York Times Crossword Puzzle, and Connections. And today we're going to play Connections with Alicia. And I'm going to screen record it so we can put it up on screen while we're playing.
I just feel like, here's the thing. I know I'm slow.
That's okay.
I've never once looked at my time.
On Connections?
There's no time on Connections.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Anyways, just the YouTube. But here's the thing. Anytime I get a perfect score, I always send it only because I know Matt is like, well, if Alicia got it, I can get it.
No, hey. No.
Every time I'm like,
I do think, though, sometimes it is like a little bit more attuned to different people. Like if you get one, it doesn't necessarily mean Matt's going to get one and vice versa. There's just sometimes, like I know about this set of movies that came out in the 80s that not everyone
or
else knows
names.
About.
Sometimes I'm like, I never would have known what that was anyway.
Right.
We are obsessed with it.
But have you heard about like the thing when you go in, it's best just to hit shuffle, like right when you get into it, because they purposefully, like the way they line up all the words, they want to mess with you.
SpongeBob
like Leap Day
one?
Was yesterday.
Yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants was one of them in the top row.
Yeah, and I was like, so is it.
But what I'm curious, if we click shuffle,
will we
do
all
get the same result?
Okay,
ready? So hit shuffle. All right, I got Risk.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Risk is in your top corner?
Top left, Risk, Parsley, Bread, Gamble.
I got Butter, Steak, Frontier, Parsley.
Okay, well, I guess we'll all...
They're all different.
Have you seen the TikToks of people like just getting so mad about Connections?
No.
There's an entire like subgenre of people who make TikToks about Connections.
Wait, and you haven't been sending this in our group chat?
I guess I should. Share
it with the class.
There was one, it was like, hey guys, I just got a new leak of a list of categories that there are going to be in Connections, and here are some of them. Thoughts I had on a Wednesday in 1996, colors where all the letters are replaced, and he's just like making up things that no one's ever going to get because they're just so impossible.
But you need to make one. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Okay, let's see if we can...
Okay, Frontier.
We got... Here, you...
I'm going to screen record
are
this.
Are we playing...
We're playing as a group.
Together, okay, yeah. Sorry. Let's talk it out loud, yeah.
Well, so wait, do you want to name all the words first that we got?
Sure. We have Risk, Parsley, Bread, Gamble, Fantasy, Tomorrow, Cricket, Bet, Baseball, Steak, Fruit, Vampire, Frontier, Butter, Adventure, Garlic.
Now, what I'm noticing right now is that they're trying to toss us off maybe because Vampire, Steak, and Garlic are related because Steak and Garlic kill vampires, but there's also Parsley, and Parsley and Garlic are, and Butter are
well,
like things that...
But Steak is, the way that Steak is spelled is not like the cow.
Correct. It's spelt like kill a vampire.
For the vampire,
yeah. I wouldn't know that.
We're talking about
that. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you wouldn't know that?
I wouldn't know Steak. I would think like Steak in a game. Like,
oh, what are the stakes?
Yeah, what are the stakes?
Oh, like Bet, because there's Bet and Gamble and Steak.
Oh, okay. Bet, Steak.
Bet, Steak, Gamble, and Risk.
Risk.
And Risk. Okay.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Yeah!
Oh, and it's a green,
wager.
Too.
For wager. Okay.
That was good.
We're
making
progress.
Okay. Can I propose something
Please.
Here? Frontier, adventure, fantasy, tomorrow.
Oh.
All land.
Disneyland.
Tomorrowland.
Disneyland.
Is Disneyland on there?
No, but like Tomorrowland, Adventure.
Tomorrowland, Adventureland, Frontierland.
Locking it in.
Is that, I'm just guessing. Is that
I'm just trying to see if any of those would associate with any others. And you know what, Mike? It's checking out with me. Let's lock it in.
Okay.
Sorry, I jumped ahead.
Oh, I saw Alicia. Oh, they are actually
Disneyland lands.
She's already like solved it and sends it to the group chat.
Okay, wait a minute.
I had a Disney pass for years, so
done. I just know there's a Fantasyland. I feel like I've heard that before. Adventureland, that's a movie with Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
And then Tomorrowland is also a movie, right?
It is a movie, but they're all Disneyland lands.
I didn't know they were all Disneyland.
Tomorrowland is the one to the right that now has like Space Mountain.
It's
now Star Wars Land, kind of.
I was going to say, Tomorrowland is so outdated now because it used to be so futuristic.
Yeah.
You know
but
so
it was like the
90s. Redo it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
they also, all the trees and the vegetation there are all edible.
Allegedly. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes.
Tomorrowland also is a good movie with George Clooney.
I never watched it.
It flopped. It tanked big time, but it's actually a good movie. Just nobody wanted to go see it.
Oh.
It's a good little like.
I remember the trailer looked good.
It's a good movie.
Also, I love George Clooney.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now we only have two left. What I love about when we already have is we already have the two middle ones done. So realistically, we should get this because all we have is the easiest one and the hardest one left.
Wait.
Because they're sorted by color. The difficulty goes by color. So.
But what's. Ooh, now this is kind of tricky because, well, it's weird that we talked about Twilight and Vampire and Baseball are on it because there's that baseball scene in Twilight.
Wait, but Cricket.
Cricket and baseball, I guess, are both sports, but do any of those other ones seem like they're sports related? Oh, but like a cricket.
Hold on.
These actually like.
Baseball is something that you use a bat.
Like the actual baseball.
Right. Wow, this is actually not as easy as I thought. I would love to get this perfect if we can.
I know.
Oh, you have a bat of butter, a bat in baseball.
Oh.
A bat in cricket. Oh,
baseball bat.
Oh, fruit bat? Aren't there fruit bats?
There are fruit bats.
Fruit bats.
Is a butter bat a thing?
Vampire bat?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Baseball bat.
Oh, you call it a vat of butter or a bat?
It's not a bat.
Sorry.
It's a vat.
Fruit bats, vampire bats, baseball bats.
Wait, what's a vampire bat?
No idea.
Oh, you're right. It's like a type of bat, like an actual Batman bat.
Butter bat.
Garlic bat, cricket bat, bread bat, parsley bat.
I mean, okay, my initial...
But cricket, they have a bat in cricket.
A cricket bat?
Yeah, that's what they hit the ball with.
Well, let's see what's remaining. Bread, butter, parsley, and garlic.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Bread, butter, parsley,
garlic. If that's what's left, then we have baseball bat, fruit bat, cricket bat, vampire bat. I think we lock it in.
All right, let's do the bats.
We did it.
Oh, my God.
A perfect score. I didn't know parsley's in garlic bread ingredients.
Oh, yeah. It's the little green stuff that they put on top.
Oh.
Wow. I'm so happy that we got a perfect score.
I'm shocked with the bat one. Wait, guys.
We did it.
Yes!
We should clip this and put it in our group chat.
No, let's all send it at the same fucking time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to be like, wait. Are they? Okay, right, yeah, let's all click send.
Okay.
Wait. Spelling.
Do you guys do the screenshot or you press share results and then send it?
Share results.
Share.
I like a good screenshot. I feel like it's more satisfying.
Have you ever had your AirPods in and like someone sends it? It's like, Alicia sent connections. Green square, blue square, red square.
Wait,
like,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Are
all
you
right,
ready?
3, 2, 1, and rub it in the face.
Are you guys in? Do you guys pin the spelling bee? You guys are in my pinned up top.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have you pinned.
But I just feel like we always text because someone always is playing. So it's pretty close up.
Yeah, it is pretty up top. I feel like there's some people that I haven't heard from in a while in this group chat.
Yeah, it's been kind of silent.
There's still like one or two numbers I don't have saved, but I'm like,
it might be
Patrick.
Ben Kahn. Patrick.
Ben
Kahn.
Yeah. Patricia.
Imagine. Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have Patricia.
Do you know what Alicia's number is in my phone though?
Oh,
because
God.
The first time I either asked TK or Remy what Alicia's contact info is, and when you send someone else's contact info, it's like Alicia, heart, spice, or like spicy pepper, spicy
TK
pepper.
Sent it.
Yeah.
So it's still like the
tomato.
Yeah. I remember like Patricia one day was like, why do you have that many hearts after Alicia in your phone? And I was like, okay.
You're like, and there's a pepper. I guess if it's any better.
Do you do the crosswords?
No, I suck at crosswords.
You could do a Monday.
This week, Tuesday, I think was the easiest one of the week. I did my Tuesday.
Is it normally hardest Fridays? Like
it goes progressively more difficulty till Saturday. And then Saturday and Sunday are a toss-up.
And then Sunday is just the longest and the densest. And you could, like, I've done a Sunday only once in my life. And did you get a frame for me? Or did you get my birthday frame?
I got the day you were born.
That's so good.
Yeah, you can buy it as a gift from the New York Times.
Like the newspaper, yeah.
They have like the printout of any date that you want, and then the editor will sign it. Like the guy, Will Shortz, who like basically created it for the New York Times, and he still does it to this day.
Wait.
So I got it for Matt's birthday, and it's like the day that he was born.
And you, above your toilet in your house, you have the patent for the crossword.
But it's like, I also looked at it, and I don't think it's a real patent. I got it off Etsy, and it says established in 1996. I'm like, the crossword's definitely older than 1996.
Maybe there was a law that passed where you could patent puzzles.
I think it was someone on Etsy that just said, like, I'm going to make this look like...
I was born in 1996.
Yeah, like, it just looks like... And it doesn't even make sense. Like, I've tried to solve it because it gives, like, examples, vowel, fruit, whatever.
Yeah.
And the example, it literally just doesn't make sense. So I think it's just someone made, like, a fake patent. I've never looked it up. I
gotta look deeper. You got me the patent print of the Game Boy.
Did
I think he did, or my brother did.
That sounds like a Kevin King gift.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's kind of cute. It's good little artwork, you know?
No, I love that.
Are you redoing your house or something, or you...
Didn't you recently redid your room correctly?
Like a year
ago.
Oh, okay. Maybe I saw...
Yeah.
Time's flying.
Remy did.
Are you going to Coachella?
Yeah.
You excited about it?
Yeah.
I'm debating about going.
You have to.
No.
Are you going to do Stagecoach?
Go to Stagecoach because somebody's wedding is that weekend. I think, I don't want to say who it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. I don't know. Patricia and I have been debating about going to South Korea instead. Because, like, sometimes when you crunch the numbers of, like...
Yeah, you're like, wait a damn minute, I spent how much?
Yeah, but unless I get, like, a brand deal for...
I was
going to
say, you'll get a deal.
Maybe.
Are you going to South by Southwest?
No.
Have you ever been?
I've been twice.
What are your
One
thoughts?
Time we spoke on a panel for we just launched Pretty Basic, and it was one of those rooms where it was completely empty except for like the three people in the front, and we did a whole live podcast to like
three
people. Three fans, because we like promoted it the week of, but it was one of those rooms that's like it seats 300 probably,
yeah,
right?
The ball rooms and stuff.
And then there's random people who are just like, oh, I wonder what this panel's about. Like one of those
stumbling in,
don't 9:30 a.m. Yeah. They're like, oh, let's check out this one. And then there's like the three fans who came, and we're like, okay, let's. Hey guys, welcome back to Pretty Basic. Like, so bad.
Oh my God. Good for you for getting through it though.
Oh yeah,
Wait, is it true you reposted something on TikTok where you had a meet and greet
and
at the Santa Monica Pier
and no one came?
What year was this? When was this?
2015?
It was last week.
No. I'm forever humbled.
And nobody came.
No. So here's, I have so many stories.
That's why I want you here. You got great stories.
I was like, I hit 100,000 subscribers. Like, I'm going to have a meetup. And my other friend had just hit 100,000 subscribers. My Life as Ava hit like 150. And we're all Southern California. We're like, you know what? Let's do a group meet and greet. And you know what? Let's do it on the Santa Monica Pier. Let's have our Hannah Montana moment.
This is you, Ava, or wait?
Me, Ava, and our other friend, Mia. So there's three influencers, right? And we're like, 100K. We thought, Oh my God.
I mean, 100K in 2015 was like an insane number.
She only had 100. My Life as Ava only had 100K followers back. Like, I was in the literally My Life video. So are you. Wait, where are you?
Yeah, I was. But we didn't even know each other. It was crazy.
Different scenes.
Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. So you have the meet
and greet. We have the meet and greet. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to be such a good influencer. I'm going to reach out to Benefit Cosmetics and ask for like goodie bags so I can like give the first five people or first people some goodie bags. And they're like, oh my God, we'd love to. So then your face, you're like, they send stuff. And I had enough for like five good bags. And they're like super small, but they had like full size products. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Like Benefit Cosmetics, like this is so much. So I like have the bags. We drive, we like park far away because we're not sure. You know what I mean? Like if there's a crowd. And I'm like,
right,
oh my
we
got
to be able to get out of here.
you know, I'm like, okay. So then like we walk to the front. I'm like, oh, I don't see anyone. You know, when you hold your head extra high, like, oh, like, I don't see anyone. Oh my God, they're probably on the pier, right? Yeah. Oh my God, they're on the pier. Like, so then we go down to the pier. We're like,
oh my God.
We're like waiting for someone to notice us. We're like, oh, maybe they're at the back of the pier. Like, oh my God, yeah, duh. Oh my God, let's go to the back of the pier. There's probably a crowd. So like, we like.
And down. You're also like walking down the boardwalk and not one person.
Not one person. So we go to the back of the pier. And it's a big pier.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Obviously.
Quite a tourist attraction.
No one's at the back of the pier. We're like, okay. Maybe we should tell everyone
to meet us. Are you tweeting this or like wait?
Yeah, what was we had the posted a YouTube video.
Okay.
So we posted a YouTube video. We're doing a meet and greet, blah, 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 blah. And then we, you know, on Twitter, we're like, hey guys, we're like, we're going to be at the amusement park. Like, oh, okay, obviously, like, we'll have them meet us there. As we're walking, we have one girl come up and she's like, oh my God, aren't you Ava? She didn't know, she didn't know Mia or I.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I watch your videos. Had no idea about the meetup, but like, happened to watch. And I was like, we have goodie bags. Like, do you want one? So I'm like, do you want one? Like, here, she goes, she's like, cool, thanks. And like, walks away. And we're like, okay, like, you know, it counts.
Yeah.
And then we go to the amusement park area. We wait for like 5 minutes and this girl and her like boyfriend come up and they're like, oh my God, like, yeah, I watch your videos. I thought there'd be a lot more people here. I'm like, do you want a goodie bag?
Yeah.
Like, here's a goodie bag. Like, this is for you. And then we're just like, we wait like a few more minutes. As we're leaving, I think one other person comes up. Needless to say, I left with two goodie bags and I only have five.
No.
We went to Earth to eat. Afterwards,
just crying in your
me holding my goodie bags. It was truly the most humbling experience. There was one other time Rem and I both had meetups where no one came also, but the Santa Monica Pier one's just an iconic one because we've had people now be like, oh my God, I remember you promoting that. And I'm like, I just wish someone vlogged that. Like, I know I vlogged. I bet I deleted that footage. Yeah. And I wish
you
I like,
thank you guys to everyone who came to the meetup yesterday. Couldn't film any of it. It was insane.
Wait, I should find that tweet. I guarantee I was oh my God, thank you guys. It was so great meeting all of you. Like, I guarantee I did. Anyway, now I think every influencer needs a moment like that because now I'm just happy to be, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, you might have been a completely different person. If you had like 5,000 people show up, you'd think you're the shit and God not talk, like not be cool.
Purposely humbled me.
Yeah.
And I'm still humble. Like Rem and I, when we had that meet and greet at the Grove that was like packed, driving, we both had such anxiety. We're like, what if no one's there? What if no one's there? And we're like, it's okay. If no one's there, like, it's fine. We've done it before. Yeah. It doesn't define us. Like, if we're still who we are. So I think every now we're just like, oh my God, people came.
It's your word of the year, grounded.
Grounded.
Yeah.
Grounded. Absolutely. Grateful and grounded.
What a place to end it.
Yeah. Grounded and grateful.
Absolutely.
Grounded and grateful.
And humble.
Well, Alicia, thank you so much for coming by. We always love having you here.
Anytime.
Can't wait to have you again in the future.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like to plug for the people?
Well, I think something will be announced by then.
Oh.
We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah. Wait, you and me have talked about this?
We haven't.
No, we haven't.
Because I haven't seen
you. I actually
you.
Just found out about it the other day through somebody.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and I have not known about it at
all. Are you kidding?
I'm so happy about it, but like, nobody told me about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We could.
That's funny. It should be announced by then.
By then. I definitely tease probably.
We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. Cut the